You know, I'm allergic to bread, but eat it anyway.
Oh, yeah?
I guess you could say I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh.
No.
Nah.
No.
Fine.
No, did you get that from the
it
book?
It was funny.
You got that from that book, didn't you?
Well, the book
The book has
there.
A worse
the
one.
Book,
the book was banned
the
from
book,
the studio.
Yes.
We did not like the book very much.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
Thanks so much for downloading on today's podcast. Super Nanny, Joe Frost. Takes over the show, doesn't let us talk for 7 minutes. It's fantastic.
Dude, it was great. We were all just looking at each other like,
oh, let her do it.
You cut
great.
It.
Fantastic.
No, and she really did. She had some amazing things to
yeah.
say.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, we have Confession Monday. Find out what this guy's wife said behind his back. A lot of people kind of supporting what you said on that one, Monroe, that he's overreacting, that maybe he needs to hear the other side of the story before being as depressed as he is. And then going back to last week, if you go back to our podcast with Fiancé Friday, people saying that we messed up in a big way.
I think we did too.
We did.
I know.
It was
we
not
cheated.
Good.
How embarrassing for us. So that's all in today's podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, help spread the good word about this show. And here we go.
All I can think of is radio, radio, radio.
Don't you have a radio?
The radio's all yours now.
Radio! Do you have one?
The bad news is we don't have a working radio.
Stop talking and move!
Why is this real? We on the radio!
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Oh, Monday came quick. Good morning to you. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Yeah.
Producer Danny.
Is my mic on?
Your mic is
okay.
on.
That's
good
morning.
What?
It's
the first time ever.
Get ready. That means it's going to be a great show today.
Don't.
Right?
Don't jinx us already. It's Monday. Don't start this week off like that.
I'm pointing.
It's the year of Jackson.
I'm saying we're going to make it. We're going to make it.
Remember
we're going to do this.
Remember that? The year of Jackson's pretty much slapping you in the face right now.
I know. It has not been great for all of us.
Keep your mouth shut, John.
Good morning to you. Monroe, did I even get to you or did I stop at Danny?
I don't know.
Good morning, Monroe.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Perfect.
A little nervous.
Excellent.
Just okay.
Just that's it,
well,
huh?
He killed the show. He's like, oh, it's going to be the best show ever. So you just killed it. You gave it the kiss of death.
You don't know,
so
man.
Now I'm upset.
I saw this was going viral over the weekend. I don't know if you saw it. I'm a big fan of the McDonald's with the kids. We go there every week.
You go every week?
The kids go get, that's their treat. They get McDonald's once a week. Yeah.
On what day?
I love it.
We go on Wednesdays. McDonald's
Pizza
Wednesdays.
Pizza Friday, McDonald's Wednesday.
Yeah.
What do you do on Monday?
The double golden hump day.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackson, for understanding.
The golden humps.
The golden hump day. Yeah. Meatless Monday, Taco Tuesday, Thirsty Thursday.
Pizza Friday.
Silly Saturday, Slappy Sunday. It's a constant thing. It's what we do.
Every
week,
one of John's.
If it's not
everything
themed,
John does has to be themed.
Yeah, if it's not
that's
themed,
true.
What's the point of doing
and
it?
And preferably
your
alliteration.
Title.
Oh,
you
man.
You and your alliteration.
So this former McDonald's worker did this video where she started talking about all the secrets you don't want to know about McDonald's. Now, McDonald's hasn't responded. I don't know how many of these claims are real or not, but I want to play a few of them for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Here you go.
Here are some secrets I know from working at McDonald's. First one, the ice cream machine is actually rarely broken, at least at my location. We just didn't want to change those heavy bags of shake mix.
So if you don't know, they always say that.
Oh, the ice cream machine. Let me order real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you?
Hi. I just would like real quick an Oreo McFlurry. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, an Oreo McFlurry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. The McFlurry machine is actually broken right now.
Oh, no. The McFlurry machine's broken. Oh, you know what? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll get over it, I guess.
Yeah.
But could you possibly get me like just a vanilla twist ice cream?
Oh,
cone?
Sure.
Just
we're famous for those. They're $1.
Sure.
Yeah. No, that ice cream machine is broken too.
Oh, so all the ice cream machines
all
are broken.
All ice cream machines are broken.
Is
here
there
at
any
this.
Way that I could come in and or hire a tech to come fix it?
No.
Because I was really looking forward to a McFlurry.
One guy actually who lives in Croatia invented it and does all the repairs. So it's about 3 years out for it to be fixed. Yeah.
Wait.
Turns out it's a lie.
Well, of course it's a lie.
Just lazy.
Of course it's a lie.
Okay,
yes.
So you're McDonald's.
Yes.
So far you've figured out how many issues that we've had.
They figured everything
during
out.
The pandemic
I love McDonald's.
And all this.
Oh, yeah.
They figured it out. They have it down to a system. Mm. You can't make the
McFlurry
shake
throws
smaller.
Everything off, I will say. Because the McFlurry actually it takes extra time.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. And they're like, well, we gotta get these people cranked out real fast. So I guess no one's getting ice
takes
cream right
too
now.
Too much time.
You know what?
Well, if you're fired up like we are now, Monroe.
Yeah.
Hire an ice cream guy.
Hire an ice cream guy.
Get Give us a pocket full of sunshine. Spread the good word.
We have an IT guy. Hire the ice cream guy. Fix that machine.
She's pretty upset.
I know she is.
I am mad.
Tell me a pocket full of sunshine.
They have the best soft serve. It's so good. Okay, you guys, this is so funny. So there's a couple who, despite it all, decided they were going to have a wedding in 2020. We were just talking about this the other day. I was like, oh, man, I would just wait. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to seal.
Don't jinx yourself. Don't get married in 2020.
In 2020. Yeah. So this couple, right as the groom made a joke about it being 2020, the impossible, the unthinkable happened.
Oh, no.
They're on a beautiful lake, okay? It's a beautiful background, mountains background, whatever. Lightning literally strikes, touches the ground. Lightning strikes. Take a listen.
Jason, 2020 has not been the best year.
Nope.
Can
nope.
You hear the crack?
You cancel, you go.
Yeah, well.
It was good.
Oh, man.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And
thank
what everyone you. Who has been near a lightning strike says is that it is so loud.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossibly loud and scary.
Also, how is the crowd not just running for their lives?
Screaming immediately.
Gosh, that's crazy.
You know me. That in that situation, I'd be running around pushing everybody over.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, Jackson. Let's do the show, Biz B.
Let's do it, buddy. Okay. Really sad news coming out of Hollywood this weekend. Actor Chadwick Boseman, King T'Challa from Black Panther, he died due to complications of colon cancer.
What a story.
This is the craziest thing. No one knew he was sick.
Yeah.
We just, he was just Black Panther. Like, he was a superhero. And he has been fighting this for 4 years, which means that he filmed Black Panther and Avengers and a bunch of his other movies while he was apparently going into surgeries regularly. Like, he had countless surgeries, chemo appointments. Like, it was really aggressive, the treatment plan they had him on, and he was still acting every day.
Still
absolutely
acting
nuts.
And still going and visiting kids in hospitals.
Yeah.
And
doing public speeches.
Yeah.
Well, and not only that, just like also keeping it to himself.
Uh-huh.
Like, no one knew he was sick.
Like,
he
his
was
cast
such
members
a surprise.
Didn't
yeah.
know, right? That's what I was reading this weekend. Was like,
a lot of them
yeah.
had no idea either.
No.
Yeah.
He did an interview that resurfaced I saw over the weekend. It was on one late night talk show, and they said, you know, you probably have a lot of struggles, or said something about him struggling, and he said, you have no idea. Someday I may live to tell the tale.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Wow. So his death was announced on Twitter, on his official Twitter account. It's the last tweet from his account.
Yeah.
And that last tweet now has the most likes in the history of Twitter.
No kidding.
I checked this morning. It was like 7.4 million or something
wow.
like that. Yeah. Really, really crazy. And I mean, just the stories that are coming out about him, every celebrity, like, and here's the thing. I've seen a lot of celebrity deaths and people get sad and they post like, oh, we were on set together and it was great. But this one feels different.
It does, doesn't it?
Every celebrity is acting like he was their best friend.
Did you see Josh Gad?
Yeah, the screenshot of the text.
Gad.
That he was filming himself crying.
Yeah.
Like, it's really upset a lot of people.
It's a rough one. So, really sad news. Last night, ABC did something really cool. They played Black Panther commercial free.
Cool.
They aired a tribute to Chadwick Boseman right after. So, it was like 5 hours of programming that they gave up commercial free just to give him a proper tribute.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe they finished filming Black Panther 2.
No, I don't.
Did they
think
not?
I don't know.
Started, no, because it was slated to be released in 2023.
Oh, okay, so it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about all that.
I have to look it up.
You're asking me a lot of Avengers questions.
They haven't announced
anything yet. I feel like I've been pretty cool
yet.
About all this Avenger talk all of a sudden, but let's not get pushy. How does that sound?
Cool.
All right. Last night was the VMAs, and really it was just the Lady Gaga hour. It was the Lady Gaga variety hour. She was constantly on. First of all, she won multiple awards. She got Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. Her song Rain on Me, which is she performed with Ariana Grande last night. She got Song of the Year. And then there was a 9-minute performance where she did a medley of her Chromatica songs. And then Ariana Grande came out and they performed in masks the entire time. Take a listen. All right, you hear the crowd? Now here's the thing. That's not it. That doesn't feel like it's in the right place at all. This is 2020. There shouldn't be a crowd of anyone.
Right.
It was an empty room. They had a virtual crowd that the people could, you could remote in, and you, like, they could see, the artists could see you in the crowd, but there wasn't a live audience. They recorded applause and then just played it during the performances.
Oh, like a laugh track.
Like a laugh track.
Really?
They had an applause track. And it felt between Gaga and Ariana Grande and their band all performing in masks and the canned laugh track and just the otherwise eerie silence of the entire place. Very dystopian.
Strange,
future.
Huh?
Super weird. I would love anybody to take this clip, take it to even last year, and just be like, what do you think's happening here?
I know.
Like, right? I don't know. What happened to the future? Is everybody dead?
I know.
Is it just Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande left?
They're all that's left.
Yeah, that's a clip. They were doing their own concert. They felt bad about everyone dying. So,
so really, let me ask you, like, when someone took an award, was there no one there then to take the award to? You just said thank you? And
A lot of people obviously weren't even there. There
why would
wasn't
you?
Even a there, really.
Right,
everyone was remoting in.
Gotcha.
So it was obviously the people who were performing were on performance sets, but
that was
that was really it. Lady Gaga didn't get too political. Everyone expected her to, because she did win so many awards and she had so much airtime. But the biggest thing she said was just wear a mask because it's a sign of respect. And like I said, she wore a mask the entire time while she was performing, which was crazy. But by the way, I forgot to mention this. I found a tweet. Some guy tweeted about the canned applause during the performances, and he goes, this reminds me exactly of the applause on Guitar Hero, and I am losing it.
Oh my gosh.
That's exactly what it is.
Totally.
So funny. In lighter news, Miley Cyrus performed Midnight Sky, which is her new single, and she brought back the Wrecking Ball! During the performance, she walked up a really long staircase. It's a pitch black stage, just an illuminated staircase leading up to a disco ball. Except the disco ball is on a chain, just like in her Wrecking Ball video.
She
hops on top and starts riding it across the stage.
No, she doesn't.
So it's not technically a Wrecking Ball. It is a mirror ball, a disco ball. And it's not, you know, and she's clothed this time. But yeah, she did a callback, and it's all I ever wanted, quite honestly.
That song was about Liam Hemsworth. The first breakup, right?
Yeah, because the first breakup, she really blamed herself, and she was just like,
I ruined it as a wrecking, like, I'm a wrecking ball to the relationship.
Well,
is that
okay. Basically. That's how I always interpret it.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
And then this time around, I feel like she's like, nope, actually, it was you. It was you, and I'm angry.
I'm going to ride this wrecking ball.
All right, that is your Showbiz Beat.
Well, thanks, Jackson.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Let's help out Confession Monday.
Got a secret weighing you down?
Tell us about it.
Confession Monday with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Oh, man. The confessions that you send us through messages, they're always great, but what happens is we end up replying, and then we go back and forth when
Wait,
we want.
You
like,
can't leave it at that.
Yeah, and so we said, let's just have you on air so we can have the full-on conversation. We'll disguise your voice. We'll change the pitch. We'll do what we can, and that's what we're doing once again today. Hey, good morning.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. So more importantly, like, how are you doing? Like, are you ready? Are you ready to get this off your chest, whatever it is?
I guess I am, yeah. That could be fun, but yep.
Well, tell us what's happening.
So this just happened that last week, and honestly, I have no one else I can talk to about it. I mean, it's pretty embarrassing. I don't even want to tell my friends.
I'm sorry. So wait, let me just make sure I understand this right. So no one, you have shared this with zero people,
and you're going to describe my voice, right?
Yep. Yeah, we'll go ahead and pitch it up or down for you. So it's embarrassing. So, wow, yeah. What's up?
So I'm married, been married for 11 years now, and I overheard my wife talking to her best friend on the phone while I was passing the bedroom. This friend is engaged. In fact, we're going to the wedding in January, and I'm not sure what they were talking about, but I heard my wife say, remember, it's your choice. Don't settle for anyone. That's the mistake I made.
Who
else? Yeah. Who knows who else I could have had?
Oh, my gosh. So you were in the other room and you just heard your wife saying this?
Yeah, I was walking past the bedroom.
Did you bust in right away and start demanding answers?
Well, no.
Yeah.
I was I was in shock, numb. I mean, I'm like crushed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been distant from her since, and I don't know what to do. You know, I at least I'm glad to get it off my chest to someone, but you know.
Can I tell you something? So everyone loves the movie The Notebook,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
The Notebook is like that movie. But to me, there's one scene that ruins the movie. It's where the mom drives Rachel McAdams down and shows like the man that she was in love with when she settled for the dad. And I'm like, what a terrible part
of... Yeah, bad lesson.
Yeah, exactly. And it always like breaks my heart. And I always tell Jen, don't do that to our kids. So...
Please don't leave me.
Don't leave me. So I know what you mean. Like, that's all... That's terrible. You need to confront her. What, Monroe?
Well, okay. I see her saying it. She's talking to a friend.
Uh-huh.
And I see it more of a joking, kidding kind of thing.
Maybe the context, we're only hearing one side.
Yeah.
He's wandering by.
How
we don't know.
How often do I drag my husband through
the
mud?
That's very fair.
You know what I'm saying? And I do it on the air. And bless him, he puts up with it.
Yeah.
But I always make sure I go home and tell him, you know, I couldn't do this without you.
Yeah.
Like, you're my rock. I love you. And I wouldn't have picked anybody else.
And she doesn't know you heard this. So maybe, I mean, she would be like, no, you don't understand. I was saying this. And you got to confront her.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to be too negative, I guess. But, you know, you're in a different situation. You go home and you can say, I was just kidding. You know, but this is like, you know, so.
Oh, man. I hope it ends up working out. I hope you ask her and she goes, oh, no, you don't understand. We were practicing our two-person play or something.
Okay. Well,
wow.
John is pretty good at lying, apparently.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you're able to get it off your chest. And will you kind of follow up with us and let us know how it goes?
Yeah, I definitely will. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Please welcome to the show, you know her as Super Nanny, also, of course, Joe Frost. Super Nanny Joe Frost!
Yeah. Hi!
Hi, the return of Super Nanny. Wow, Saturday, September 1st on Lifetime. How long has it been?
Well, I've been making Joe Frost Nanny on tour, which was several years before Super Nanny, and I had six other formats, so I've been busy.
You've been really
making
busy.
Making different shows and writing books. From the time I finished season 7 of Super Nanny and then coming back to do season 8. As you know, we are in the second half of the Super Nanny season 8. And in between that, I've been busy helping families navigate this pandemic.
Well, and that's one of the reasons we were so excited to talk to you on the phone, Super Nanny Joe Frost, because, you know, we all have kids and we're dealing with the fact that they're at home a lot more than they used to be. And if you have any quarantine advice, man, we'd like to lean on you about it.
Good, because it's exactly what I've been doing. What families have really struggled with is two categories, I would say. The issues that have always been there, that were highlighted like a big fat Sharpie pencil that came up and said, okay, these are the issues. You can't run. You can't escape. We're all at home. No vacation is going to fix this, and you can't stay at work later, you know?
Yeah.
So it was important to be able to help families navigate those parental challenges. And then the ones that happened because of the pandemic. So, for example, people just, you know, in their pajamas all day, bled into kids going to bed late, and then there being no structure at all, which led then to no sleep, and then everybody feeling a little bit groggy and mental health afraid because of it. So I've been, you know, mentioning the importance to families of a routine, at least an infrastructure that can create a purpose for families, keeping the cornerstones in play, coming together at lunch times and dinner times, making sure that we can regulate the technology as far as the video gaming and make sure that the kids are out in nature and that we as parents are out there taking walks, swimming, going on our bike rides, getting out in the sunlight, certainly soaking up being outdoors as safe as we can be with that social distance, because the impact on that is our mental health and how we feel. So that all comes into play with movement and incorporating that into a flexible routine. Because we've had such grave numbers that have been alarming and very scary for a lot of families, the importance of the practice of gratitude, being thankful, was certainly a practice in my household, looking after my little grandson, who is 6 years old, one that really brought us together in being mindful of what we were thankful for and holding on to that with appreciation. So I think it's a good practice for families, especially at a time that has been so difficult, because psychologically, you know, we're all trying to get through this without an expiration date, you know?
Yeah.
And it's tested us. It's really tested us. But, you know, it's important to make better choices with the food that we're eating. And it's really recognizing, you know, boundaries for space and privacy. When you've got 3 or 4 kids and less room to move, you've got to start thinking about your own bubbles where you can just separate yourself in a different room or a different space. How you create office space, perhaps, you know, if you're juggling work and home life as well, and how you tag team together as couples when you're raising the kids and holding down work is all about really healthy communication. And for a lot of families that I help, there is a breakdown in conversation that leads to resolve. So it meant there were some awkward times and some stickiness of, you know, being very truthful about how we felt and not feeling slighted if our partner just needed a moment, you know, and really stepping up the responsibilities for both partners in recognizing that they were in this together. And that's been a trying time, not just in the family home, but then all the environmental, rightly so, tipping points of hot topics that we need to go through as a country, you know, and the systemic racism that has created certainly the outcomes that we have seen, and the importance of having these breakthroughs. So, you know, 2020 has been a tough ride. I think it's an important one. I don't subscribe to the cancel culture of 2020. I think there is a gift in everything that can feel tough, you know, and I hope for families it's been about prioritizing what's important, what truly matters, and that we can have new practices and rituals and a value for our kids and our family that we can push forward into 2021 that will best serve us moving forward forever, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, you know, we're navigating, and so am I, you know, as I'm helping these families in my own life, and like I appreciate so many teachers are doing right now. You know, there are teachers who are having to adapt and create different forms of the way that they're teaching and take care of their family in times where I truly don't think nationwide we're being supported as family the way we should be supported. There should be a department, a minister for family and children in being able to serve, you know, every child and every family in this country.
Oh my gosh, we all need Super Nanny in our life is what I'm learning right now.
I need you
for so much. Of course, the good news is we can all enjoy Super Nanny on Lifetime starting back up on September 1st. And it's so good just to hear from you and get your refreshing point of view and giving us some advice today. Thank you so much, Joe Frost.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And look forward to you guys watching.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 1051.
All right. So on Fridays, we do Fiancé Friday.
Yes.
And if you've never heard Fiancé Friday before, Monroe, what is Fiancé Friday?
Well, it's where we try to catch people cheating.
Exactly. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And we have Jackson. He's kind of the gauntlet that we put people through. You
sure.
Call up.
I like to think of it as like, you know, King Arthur.
Uh-huh.
He had Lancelot go through the gauntlet.
Right.
Which is Jackson.
He is our Lancelot is what
He's
you're
the
saying.
Gauntlet.
He's the gauntlet itself.
Uh-huh.
And so we have Jackson call up these people, offer a sensual couples massage, and then we see who they want to bring with them.
Sure.
And on Friday, we had Ava call in, and Ava was worried about her fiance, Tristan. Tristan had a bunch of like ladies' names in his phone, and she's like, that's not normal. And if you missed it, you can go back to our podcast and you can listen to the whole thing. But he ends up having this really weak excuse about how he's helping out a friend.
Oh yeah,
the whole
I'm
time.
Helping my buddy.
Yeah,
sure.
And there was a lot of eye rolling, and at one point he tried to have Jackson get his back, which let me tell you right now.
Listen, if you're looking for somebody to have your back.
Big mistake.
That's not true. If I think you're in the right, I will have your back, and I'll fight really hard for you. I will back you up. I'll punch someone if it comes to it.
Yes.
Quite frankly.
But
if you're wrong, don't turn to me.
If you're looking for bro code, like, oh, hey.
Yeah. If you want me to blindly follow anybody, let me tell you.
It's not
going to
happen.
You are going to have to go searching again.
So that was this time on Friday. And then this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, we decided to replay it. We sometimes like to do that for our 6 o'clock friends because a lot of times they have to start work at 7, so they miss Fiancé Friday.
That's not fair.
So here's the thing. There was a moment that I never picked up on until Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That I was like, huh, that's weird. And I kind of forgot about it till this morning when a lot of other people picked up on it when they heard it for the second time.
What?
Going to replay for you. You're going to hear Jackson asking Tristan who he wants to take with him to the massage parlor is what we call it because it makes us laugh. For the couple's massage. Now, listen to this. Tristan's fiance's name is Ava. Okay?
Ava.
Okay. So here's what happened.
Well, I mean, it really is more of like, we try to keep it really romantic, so it might get awkward with a buddy, but.
No, yeah, well then, I mean, obviously, I'll take my girlfriend, Ava.
All right, awesome,
great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Wait, one more
did
time.
You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah,
all right,
one more
so again,
time.
You'll hear
There's
Jackson.
No way.
And then you'll hear Tristan respond.
Well, I mean, it really is more of like, we try to keep it really romantic, so it might get awkward with a buddy, but.
No, yeah, well then. I mean, obviously, I'll take my girlfriend, Amy.
All right.
He said Amy.
He said Amy.
He didn't say Ava.
I'm telling.
I'll take my girlfriend, Amy.
Amy.
We didn't catch it.
No.
I thought he said Ava.
I thought he said Ava.
I mean, obviously, I'll take my girlfriend, Amy.
My girlfriend.
Amy. I can't believe it. He was asking so many questions that I was blindsided. I just heard, and I was like, oh, Ava, yeah.
And I heard, I went, we did it. Listen, I'll tell you, Fiancé Friday to me is the most uncomfortable thing that we do.
We just wanted to be so awkward.
I wanted to be good and
we're
I wanted to be
in
out.
In the thick of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
We got to call Ava.
It says, morning, guys, Joe from Ogden. You might want to listen to the audio a little closely. Sure sounds like Tristan wanted to take his girlfriend, Amy. Not Ava, but you just jumped in saying Ava was on the phone, and he rolled with it. This one. You guys never commented on Fiancé Friday. That guy, he said he wanted to hang out with his girlfriend, Amy, not Ava. Thought I heard it on Friday. Heard it again this morning. Totally heard it. You just rolled right through.
Uh-huh.
That's really bad. Good. That's really bad. Can I be there when you tell her?
I don't.
No. I don't want to
tell her.
I think, look, we got there. Even though this part we might have missed. In the end, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's really obvious that he was cheating on her anyway.
I felt by the end, we were all on the same page that things were not going well.
Oh, yeah.
Do we need to add this to it at this point? I think, wasn't this just for us catching ourselves and making a mistake?
Nah.
Maybe just shoot her a text.
Needs to fry.
Shoot her a text.
Yeah.
Hey, it's John.
Hey, girl.
Thanks for being on with us. We really appreciate
it. How about we just do a follow-up? We'll just be like, hey, are you guys still together? If she says yes, you'll be like, well.
Listen to this.
If she says no, we'll just be like, all right, great. Have a great day.
Yeah, because this happened.
I mean, obviously, I'll take my girlfriend, Amy.
Oh, I feel so bad. Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it.
We're better than that.
No, we're not.
We're journalists.
No, we're not.
No.
Stop saying
no.
That. We're going to get in trouble.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
On Wednesday, I'm heading out, hopping on a plane and going to Sitka, Alaska.
Alaska, that's where Ryan Reynolds is from in The Proposal.
Yes,
no
it
way.
Is.
Oh.
That's
where Betty White lives in The Proposal.
Yeah. We watched it over the weekend to get ready for it. Yeah.
Best
so
movie.
Good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, my father's turning 60, and for his 60th birthday, it's always been a dream to go fish in Alaska. So we're going on this fishing trip.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, he's really excited about it. To be honest, if you've listened to the show for a long time, you probably know by now, it's not my bag. I'm not a fisher guy. I'm not really a hunter.
You can't
but
even say it,
yeah.
right?
But you know what? I'm happy to hang out with my father for a few days, and so it's going to be fun.
That's lovely.
But one of the things that you have to do to go to Alaska is that you have to have a COVID test within 72 hours of landing. And so I'm at 72 hours as of this morning. So what this fishing charter has done, they've worked with this lab to send an at-home COVID testing kit right to your house.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do it, get it to FedEx. It needs to be back today so I can get approved by tomorrow so I can get on the plane Wednesday morning.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
And so they sent all this stuff, and I went, well, who do I know that's a CNA? Oh, Jackson was at one point in time.
Are you insane?
Yeah.
I am no longer certified. Oh. But once upon a time, I was a certified nursing assistant.
So you have medical experience.
I have a medical background.
You have a medical background.
Yeah, exactly right. I probably have as much medical experience as anyone on the cast of Grey's Anatomy.
Right, exactly.
And everyone acts like they're doctors. So
here's the deal. Text the word stream right now to 844-649-1051. When you text the word stream, the YouTube link will come up. You'll be able to watch it. You'll see Jackson. He's wearing a face mask, a face shield. He's got on... We didn't have medical gloves, but yeah, we did have gloves in the sink out there.
Actually, they weren't in the sink. I forgot to mention this. They were under the sink on the floor.
Okay.
But I rinsed them off, so it's probably fine. They're stained too, but just ignore it. It's fine.
I don't know that I can even
Monroe's having a hard time that we're even doing this.
I know. She does not like it.
She's like, this does not seem sanitary in any way.
That's fine.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Johnny's food off the floor all the time.
I really do. So Jackson's fine. He's got some dirty gloves. He's got a face shield. He's protected.
I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I would like to remind you what you did to his hair.
The Flobee incident.
The Flobee.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks ago.
It's true. Oh, yeah. I gave Jackson a haircut with a vacuum.
Yep. And if you're on the stream, I'll play that video right when we're done with this.
Oh,
break.
Also, don't forget it was the dog Flobee.
John used a dog Flobee to give me a haircut, and it was bad.
Now, have you read the instructions on what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward. It seems like just jam the Q-tip in his mouth, put it
jam
into the vial, call it a day.
You know the little dangly thing in your throat? He's supposed to swab that.
That's the pukey thing.
Yeah, I know.
That, oh, yeah.
So he's
they want us to get very, very close.
So Jackson's going to come over here, and he's got a really long Q-tip, and he's going to place it to the back of my throat, and he's going to try to get my tonsils as well as my uvula, and I'm gonna do my
say that on the air.
I'm gonna do my best not to throw up on Jackson.
Do you have a garbage can over there?
So
just
again,
in case?
If you want to watch it, I don't. Danny, I can you bring in a trash can, please, producer Danny?
We have a puke
just
bucket.
Just in case. I think I'll be okay.
No.
We'll see what happens.
You're having Jackson do it. You're not gonna be okay.
My gosh, text away. I don't. You know what? This sounded fun this morning when I thought about it. I am now regretting this decision. 100%.
Dude, and you know what?
Yeah.
Even if you try to switch teams right now and say, oh, maybe I'll go with a woman's touch.
Why?
There's no way I'm doing it because I'm offended.
Hello, Mr. Watkins. Today I will be your physician.
Oh, man. I don't
know real quick, have you eaten within the last 24 hours?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, that's going to be a bummer for you. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
And are you allergic to any medications?
Well, no.
How about cats? Anything like that?
No, I think I'll be okay.
Bees? All right.
Squat down.
John's squatting down. Jackson's coming toward.
Well, don't gag. You can't fight it. Stop running away.
What kind of nurse are you?
I can't get his tonsils because he keeps backing up from me.
He's
jabbing. Do you want me to hold his head?
It's like a toothpick, and he's jabbing it in the back of my throat.
You're the one that thought this was a good idea.
I wasn't joining if you were holding still.
Come on, be a man.
Back up, and... Oh, great.
Dude.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Braveheart had his intestines ripped out in front of everybody.
He's now trying to break off the... Oh, well done.
And?
Oh, my gosh. I got to be honest with you. There was a moment where I thought I was going to go right over
this
board.
I wanted to do it. I wanted you to do it.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
You're
I appreciate
so
that.
Welcome.
You have very gentle hands.
No, he doesn't. You should have seen him coming after you like you were a cat.
He tried to stab me.
Honestly, it was like trying to pill my cat. That's what happens every time I try to give my cats a pill. They're just like, no.
It was terrible.
He's got you by the back of the head. He's like,
if only
no!
I'd have thought. I could have brought some little jerky treats or something, hit the Q-tip in it, and then he wouldn't even have noticed.
Oh.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, Jackson. Let's do the show, Bizbeat.
Let's do it, buddy. All right. I don't ever report on the box office numbers because I just don't think that, you know, it's that interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and report on the box office numbers because I think it's right now it's super important because movie theaters are opening again, and like people are going.
Hey. Are new movies coming out then?
Yeah.
So, okay. So maybe this is one of the numbers, but I noticed that Bill and Ted was on demand.
Yeah, so Bill and Ted Face the Music. That movie dropped. It's the Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the third installment in the franchise. And it was supposed to hit theaters. Obviously, COVID has put a stop to a lot of things hitting theaters. Well, it did hit theaters, and at the box office, it earned over $1 million.
Oh, wow.
So, not bad, considering, you know, how many people are not going to the movies right now. But it opened, in addition to the 1,000 theaters, it opened on demand for $20. You could rent it and watch it that weekend.
Right.
So that the box office numbers are strictly box office. That's not on demand as well. So I'm sure they did a lot better than the numbers would suggest. But again, $1 million opening weekend during a time where no one's going to the movies, I feel like that's nothing to turn your nose up.
That's kind of how I am.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, wasn't Jurassic Park number one at the box office, bringing in like $500,000 every weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, last week it was like Jurassic Park was number one, and then a number two, I just remember, it was Back to the Future with $220,000.
Exactly.
That's box office total.
Oh, yeah.
But
how
much did they have to pay Keanu Reeves to do this movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, and like I said, there's a good chance that they made way more than that. In fact, a lot of box office analysts are saying that they're probably not going to lose anything on the movies that got released this weekend. And that's a pretty big plus considering how many movies have lost this year.
I feel like we're burying the lead. Did you see Keanu Reeves in the movie? Have you seen any of the photos?
No.
He doesn't have a beard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
He does not look great.
The beard really does a lot.
Yeah, the beard.
Does it?
Yeah.
Sad.
I know.
Listen, if being a female, okay, Jackson, you might know a lot about this, is you don't marry a man that's had a beard the whole relationship until you see him shave.
You got to see it.
Wow, I didn't know this rule.
You didn't realize?
This is
you
a rule. This is dating 101.
He looks like if they were to recast Harry Potter and they needed Professor Snape. You could get Keanu Reeves in that role.
I'm down for it. Oh, man.
Listen.
He would be great. I know.
You just came up with $1 billion idea.
Hollywood, call me.
When they inevitably remake Harry Potter in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves as Professor Snape, not a bad option.
There it is.
Yay.
Russell Crowe's Unhinged made another $2.6 million, so it made almost three times as much as Bill and Ted did at the box office. And it opened last weekend with $4 million. So they're doing really well, considering.
Yeah.
And then the Marvel superhero / horror flick New Mutants. So this is 20th Century Fox / Disney, now that they've acquired 20th Century Fox. X-Men horror movie. And it really did very well. It opened at 2,400 theaters and took in $7 million.
Wow.
Now the thing to think about, like I said, no one's going to the movies. When I say that, only 62% of theaters are even open right now.
Right.
So half the theaters in the country are shuttered. And parts of the South are being hit by the hurricane, so all businesses are shut down all throughout the South. So they're really up against a lot, but analysts are saying, looking at these numbers, they're feeling pretty confident that movies are going to be back, and they're going to be back in a big way.
Okay.
So that's the only reason I thought it was terrible.
That is interesting, yeah.
X-Files. You big fan of X-Files.
Oh, man.
You like the X-Files?
Yes.
More specifically, you like the X-Files theme song.
I play it a lot of times here on the show.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, X-Files is coming back, buddy.
What?
Except it's not going to be a live-action show like it was before. It's an animated comedy over a month. But hold on. Before you say anything too drastic, it won't be the Mulder and Scully story. So that'll be protected, and that'll just stay the way it is. The show is not about them. The show is about lower-level employees, the B team. Like, if there's a case that Mulder and Scully are too big for, that they don't want to waste their time on, they send these ragtag team out there, and they mess it all up. So that's the premise of it.
So it's American Dad.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
The TV show.
Why would you go with that?
Because doesn't he have an alien
son? Well, he has an alien.
Yeah, but he's part of the CIA.
Yeah, he's B team, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I just picture it being American Dad, because it's animated.
Yeah. It's going to be called X-Files Albuquerque, and it sounds a lot more like there's a on CBS streaming app, a show called Star Trek Lower Decks,
yes,
which is about the exact same.
Yes. Basically. Okay, gotcha.
So it'll be similar to that. I think they probably took that idea and ran with it because Star Trek, the Star Trek shows are really the only thing doing it for the CBS streaming app.
Right.
But they're doing it pretty big. It's not bad. People are really paying.
They're advertising a lot for those. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, because everyone's trying. It's like an arms race for streaming services
gotcha.
Right now. All right. This is the craziest story. Prince Harry impersonator. Henry Morley.
Really?
Yeah. He says, he's been a Prince Harry impersonator forever in the UK, and he's a very popular one. He looks just like him. Goes to birthday parties, speaks at charity events, all this stuff as a Prince Harry.
I'd hire him.
Yeah. Well, he has been losing money hand over fist, not only because Corona is shutting down events, but because Harry and Meghan left the UK. And now everyone in the UK sees them as traitors, so
no one wants to hire
a Harry impersonator.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He says, quote, a lot of businesses don't want to use Harry and Meghan to promote themselves because they think they've abandoned their country. I think whether business picks up again will depend on what Harry and Meghan do with their careers. If he's going to stay out of the public eye, well, my career's over. I felt bad for him for a hot second until I realized. Because here's the thing. At the height of his career, they were saying that he was making $3,300 per appearance. Just by pretending to be someone else for an hour.
For having zero talent. Like,
Me feel bad for this
guy.
At all.
I hear you.
But did Prince Harry take that into consideration?
No, he didn't.
When he decided to step down, he didn't think about this guy.
This did not go as planned for Harry and Meghan.
No.
I was just reading about their new place in Montecito and how the HOA is thinking about kicking them out.
Yeah.
Because Montecito and Santa Barbara is a really swanky celebrity area, but it's quiet. And the cool thing about that town, is you can go to a restaurant and you'll run into a celebrity there.
Oh, yeah.
And now that they're there, I guess the paparazzi, and they're like, get out. Like,
get out. We don't want this circus
in our
town.
This is a sanctuary.
Town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
That's what the Kardashians have done to Calabasas.
Yeah.
Like, Calabasas was always like a sleepy little quiet celebrity hat town. And then
now.
Kardashians took and Bieber took over, and it is ruined for that exact same reason.
Wow.
All right. That's your Showbiz Beat.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right. What do you think is the worst job in America right now?
Doctor, nurse, or grocery store worker.
Right. I really do feel like...
I don't think the cops are having a very good day either.
That's the truth.
So, teachers?
And I was going to say, you know, not to discount the teachers because I appreciate what they've done and they've been doing such a good job with this year and the school year. But I really don't feel like the grocery employees have gotten enough respect for what they've had to do. Because remember, they were working when we still didn't really know anything about COVID.
Oh, yeah.
We just knew there was this scary thing that was killing people.
Right. Well,
and then
not
they're
only
like,
that,
wait, nobody's going to work, but I still have to.
Yeah. And then, like, regardless of how they felt about it, they had to enforce mask mandates because they have to.
It's their job
to do it.
Yeah.
And they've been getting assaulted.
Yeah.
They've been getting, it has been a nightmare for them.
I just have felt, I think to me, they have the worst. But according to a new survey, they base this off of pay, benefits, work environment, work-life balance, and job misery. They actually have a job misery index.
Got it.
The worst job in America is parking lot attendants.
Oh, yeah.
Is that valet?
Man, that explains a lot about our parking
guy. No, valet maybe, but I'm thinking more like the guys that sit in a booth in a parking lot.
Okay.
And then you go up and give them a five or whatever.
Yeah.
Call it a day. That sounds miserable.
Ah,
that sounds really rough. You're out in the elements.
Yeah,
like you're either too hot or too cold all day. And then people are not very nice to parking anybody.
Because people are also entitled to free parking. They think every time they go downstairs,
how dare you ask me for money?
You're gonna charge me how much?
Yeah, that's true. Number two, dishwashers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You're washing dishes. Number three is cafeteria attendants. So I don't know if they're saying like cafeteria employees at a school or if this is like restaurant cafeterias. I'm not sure, but the job misery index for those is still 90%. Followed by dry cleaning workers.
Mm-hmm.
And then metal and plastic machine tool setters.
That sounds miserable.
Just
where's my
describing
metal and plastic machine tool setter? He's late again.
The grocery stores, the only thing close, cashiers did make the top 10.
Oh, yeah. Being a cashier sucks 24 hours a day, I'll tell you. Even when it wasn't COVID, I hated being a cashier.
Dude, another thing about cashiers is they have to deal with the couponers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You think you lose your mind because you got in line behind a couponer? Imagine being the grocery store attendant. You're like, I had to take six of them today.
I'm telling you, last week at Target, I was behind one, and some of the coupons weren't working, and she was arguing with the person, and they had to get a manager, and I'm like, are you kidding me here?
Just pay the 40 cents.
That's exactly what, yes.
I'll give you a whole dollar yes. to shut your mouth and never talk
to
me again.
Oh my gosh.
Here's a coupon.
I could feel my blood boiling during the whole thing.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Jackson, you don't have any photos of your family up in your house?
Not for the longest time. Well, John.
Yes.
For a while there, I was living alone, and what 18, 19, 20-year-old has a bunch of pictures of their family up when they live alone.
I know.
So that's number one.
That's true. That's weird.
And then I lived with a friend forever, and I was like, well, it's weird to have pictures of like my friends and family up in a shared space.
Right.
But now that I live with my best friend and we both have the same friends and everything, I figure, well, why not now? So I hung over 60 photos this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
60? Yeah.
That's a lot of photos to have in a place.
It was really fun.
What'd you do, cover a whole wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few.
Did you do? Okay.
A few.
You do one of those?
The thing is, man, it's being trapped at home because of social distancing. Like, even when you want to go out, there's nothing to do. So we're at a house a lot. And we are renters, so we can't paint or really do a whole lot of improvements.
Just put a bunch of holes in the wall.
White walls. These endless white, angry. If you've just ever sat in a white room for too long, it drives you crazy. It's just too ugly. You can't take it. So now I've just got pictures of everything. I've got pictures of the cats everywhere. So nice.
Let me ask you this. Out of 60 photos, how many include Monroe and myself?
A few.
All right.
A few. I'll have you guys know that I have.
I'm on your wall.
I know
that. You're on my wall. In fact, there are three from our green screen shoot that I got printed, and they line one of the room, one of the walls
fun.
In my room.
That green screen shoot was really fun, though.
We need to do another one.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Oh well, very cool. All right, Monroe. Well, I'm good. I don't even need a pocket full of sunshine.
I know. I'm on the wall.
We made the wall.
I don't like anyone.
So you guys should be really thankful.
But for everyone else. What do you got?
Who isn't on the wall?
This is a crazy story. There was a woman in England, and she was terrified of fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Like the way my children are, or?
It was a thing. It was a whole thing. I guess like if she would attempt to eat it, she would gag, and it was like a big fear. She wouldn't go to restaurants because she was so afraid of fruits and vegetables.
Huh.
And like she got married and she would show up at people's houses when they invited her over for dinner. She would bring her own little mac and cheese dish.
And that's what she would eat.
Uh-huh. She grew up on eating dry cereal, cheese, biscuits, pasta.
And she died.
No, she wasn't healthy.
Died at the end.
She wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
You know, like
she was starting to have problems, I'm sure.
Right. And so she just decided, you know, I'm getting married, and if I'm going to have a family, you know, I got to take better care of myself.
Yeah.
And the way I need to do that is I have to somehow overcome this fear of fruits and vegetables. So she came across this hypnotherapy guy. And you know what?
Huh.
Like, every time you see hypnotherapy, you're kind of like,
you roll your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It worked.
Really?
After the first time, she talks about trying pineapple.
Mm.
For the very first time, her first session, he calmed her down enough to where she could relax. And she tried five fruits on the first day and had pineapple for the first time. And now after six sessions, she believes she's completely cured.
Man, think of all she's missed out. She's missed out on chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you take fruits and vegetables and you're like, okay, I could definitely live without another cucumber. But
there's some good ones.
There's some like...
Yeah.
Pineapple
alone.
Dude, and also, I have a lot of questions too because juice. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Could she have like an orange juice?
Were you today years old when you tried Pog for the first time? Because
Pog.
That's mind blowing.
So good.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
If you haven't heard, Name the Station is back. Last year, we became Your Mom 105.1.
How can we top that, though?
Well, we're going to see what you come up with. So submit right now your ideas for our station. What should we call Mix for one whole day, 24 hours? We do billboards, all that. The audio you hear between songs, that changes as well. I think last year we even did the website, like the banner changed and everything on it. So we start with you just submitting names.
Uh-huh.
Then we pick our favorites. I think we did 10 last year, and then you vote for 2 weeks. And finally, one is chosen, and the station flips to that for one whole day. All the details, mix1051utah.com. All right, BuzzFeed has this list up right now of things that you do that are either cheap or frugal.
Do you want to call my husband? Because
I know. I think we need Tom on this one. Eating expired food, is that being cheap or is that being frugal?
That's being cheap.
Being cheap?
How expired? Is it if it's too expired, I would argue that that's being cheap. But if it's just a few days, you're like, well, it'd be a waste. I'm not going to throw it away.
I will tell you, for me, it has nothing to do with that. Mine is just, I'm fine with eating expired food. Well, Jen is like she is a pull date person.
Uh-huh.
It's gone.
Me too.
Is that, yeah.
I am most of the time.
It's the rule. I'm surprised you're not, because you're such a rule follower.
Yeah, but sometimes the rules are just there to keep you down. Sometimes the rules are not just.
Most people say it's cheap if you're eating expired food.
Interesting.
Trying to find deals or coupons for everything you buy. Is that being cheap or is it being frugal?
Cheap.
See, I feel like a lot of this depends on the intent. Because I feel like I would have said cheap even a few months ago.
Yeah.
But my boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Is he frugal?
A coupon. He's a couponer. A Mac couponer. And he does it. I don't think he's cheap. He does it because he loves getting a deal. Like, getting a deal is more important to him than getting the thing. Because he just loves knowing that he got a deal on it.
I know you both get excited about it. That, to me, does... I don't get anything from that.
Oh, I love getting
a deal. I
know.
That doesn't do anything
for me. I like a deal. I will be swayed into buying something because of a deal if it's already there. But I don't clip coupons and go out of my way and everything.
For example, the Ricky Martin puzzle. You're like, well, it's $3.
It's $3.
Right. Frugal is what most people say on that one.
Yeah, I think it's a good
only one. Tipping the minimum amount, whether it's 15 to 20%, regardless of how good the service is. Is that cheap or frugal?
Cheap.
I always tip 20%. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that I'm cheap or frugal?
No. 20% I think is reasonable. If you're tipping 10%.
No, they're saying that you only just do 20. So no matter, even if the service is the best ever, it doesn't matter. You're just going to give 20 no matter what. They're saying so 20 should be the lowest amount.
Yeah. And that's cheap.
People say it's
cheap. I hate that. Tipping is my big thing, and I make sure everyone I'm dating knows ahead of time if I ever catch them not tipping. Oh. I'm like, these people make $2 an hour.
Yeah.
Tip them. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Not blasting the air conditioning during summer. Is that being cheap or
cheap.
Is it being frugal?
Cheap.
I say it's cheap too. This says frugal.
I get the reason for that. Like, you're just trying to be conscious and pay attention to your bills, but some things are worth the premium price.
But that's the thing, yeah.
Staying cool is worth the premium price. It just is. It's worth it.
Sweat in my house?
Yeah, my husband always asks me, what would you have done back in the day? I'm like, I wouldn't have lived.
Yeah, you're not living then.
I would have been taken out long ago.
Uh-huh.
You know,
survival of the fittest, Tom. I wouldn't be here.
Nope.
We also have indoor plumbing now. That doesn't mean I go out in the backyard and take care of business.
Dig a hole.
Yeah, exactly.
My husband does.
Watering down the soap in your soap dispenser to make it last longer. Is that cheap or frugal?
Okay, I do that, but it's just to get the last bits out of the bottom because I hate sitting there.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's the same
thing,
though.
That's why we do it, but are you doing it because you are cheap or because you are frugal?
Because I'm frugal. I guess I'm just using it all.
I think it's secret option number 3. I'm lazy and forgot to buy more soap.
That would be me.
Because, like, if it's at the end of the bottle but I have another bottle of soap, I'll throw it away. But if I'm just too lazy to go to the store, I'll water it down. I don't care.
BuzzFeed says cheap on that one.
What?
Yeah. Regifting. Is regifting being cheap or frugal?
That's frugal.
That's frugal.
I don't want your stupid kitchen appliance. Everyone for some reason everyone has it in their head that I love kitchen appliances. I get kitchen appliances for gifts constantly. And I don't want them.
Dude, that's the thing. Like I can make a perfectly fine quesadilla on a skillet. I don't need a whole machine for it.
So you'd re-gift it is what you're saying on that kind of thing? They're saying cheap, BuzzFeed is. Buying generic food products like flakes with frosting instead of frosted flakes, is that being cheap or frugal?
Frugal. I love store brand stuff.
I'm telling you, it depends on the store brand.
Uh-huh.
If it's fine, yes, but don't tell me they're all the same because they're not. For example, Kraft
mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain American things. Like, I don't buy cheap paper towels either. They just don't work. You use double of them, and they end up costing more.
Exactly.
In the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's just how it is.
Oh my gosh, we're still going through the cheap toilet paper that I bought
during the beginning of COVID.
Yeah. And I swear, like, you just tear it off the roll and it just crumbles apart. It's like that crepe paper.
Yeah, exactly. And they say frugal on that one. Finally, not taking your turn to buy everyone a round of drinks.
Oh, that's cheap.
That's
rude.
Cheap. Oh, you ever have that friend who never buys?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, Tom will suggest it and like he's being funny. Uh-huh. Like, hey, you got this round? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're not going to pay. Because Tom's certainly not going to pay for the next one.
If he can get away with it, he definitely will try.
There you go.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know that One Direction and the Backstreet Boys have never had a number one hit?
Interesting.
I'm surprised by One Direction. I'm not surprised by Backstreet, but I'm surprised by One Direction.
Why? Oh, I'm not surprised by Backstreet. Or I am surprised by Backstreet. I'm way more surprised about Backstreet.
Why do you feel that way? I'm just curious. Like, I just go off of like how many songs. It's like last week when we were talking about Backstreet versus NSYNC. The catalog's so big, they had a lot more chances to get a number one than One Direction did.
Well, listen, it's quality, not quantity. Oh, gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
You know who has had a number one hit?
NSYNC.
Exactly. Take that.
Woo!
I don't have a dog in this fight. I just prefer Backstreet Boys myself.